brothers and sisters. It's a pleasure to be here with you this evening and to begin to gather our strength and our efforts and our organizational skills so that we can turn out the vote and defeat Proposition 54. Some people have asked, as the chair of the Assembly Education Committee, how will Prop 54 affect education? Well, there are many, many things that we use the statistics that we gather to help us do. Let me just mention a few of them. First of all, every year when we do the budget for the University of California and for the Cal State University system, we ask them to tell us what progress they have made in making sure that the diversity of California is reflected in their student body. If we are unable to keep those statistics, we will be unable to hold those university leaders accountable for the type of outreach that is necessary to make sure that our wonderful universities are open and accessible to all students. This is not a small issue. Information is critical. Knowledge is power. We should always worry about people who do not want us to know the facts. Anybody who sets out a bill or a proposition or an initiative designed to keep you from being able to gather information is not our friend. But this is a particularly insidious proposition, because right now we have a bill, a law in Congress that I'm not that fond of, called No Child Left Behind. We call it No Child Left. But probably the only decent part of this is the part that says if your school is diverse, multi-ethnic, multi-racial, all groups need to be moving up, not just one or two. Now, that's the best part of that law. And yet, with this initiative, how would we keep track of that? How would we know that a school isn't just concentrating on a few students in order to make annual yearly progress? These are major parts of our accountability system in which we ask schools not just to improve the achievement of some students, but all students and all groups of students. So this is a pretty important idea if we're going to hold school districts and schools accountable at all for progress. We must make sure that that progress is available to every child and that every child's group is moving up, not just one or two that might satisfy those particular score needs for Washington, D.C. So all the way around, knowledge is power. I'm going to say that over and over again because I have never lived, I've lived 59 years on this earth, I have never thought it to be more true than today. Because the ability of the media to make up look like down, and in look like out, and over look like under, for a man like Mr. Connolly, not Connolly, Connolly, to give his organization the name, including words like civil rights, is an affront to all of us. But you, it's a little lazy. And they'll go to their old place and it won't be there and they'll go home.
That's right.
And you know what that means? We lose.
That's right.
We lose big time. So it's incumbent upon each of you to take the responsibility to think of five people that you think might, no offense meant, be in that little less than energetic activist mode. That might be a relative, it might be a friend, it might be a co-worker, but think about five people. Make sure they're registered to vote by September the 22nd. Make sure that if they're absent, if their balloting place, their poll is inaccessible or far away or difficult to find, that they get an absentee ballot. Don't let the distraction of these court cases bother you. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. But if each person who's opposed to Prop 54 makes sure that just five people who are a little wishy-squishy get their act together and get to the polls, even if you have to drive from there, or get on the bus and take them there, or you help them fill out their application for an absentee ballot and you sit at their kitchen table while they fill it out and mail it. Whatever it takes, if we don't do this, then on October the 8th, we will have lost a really important tool to keep schools accountable for all our children. Can you find five people? Mrs. Hanson, everybody can find five people. I put it down. Will you find five people?
Yes.
One more time, put it down. Will you take responsibility to get those five people to vote and to vote no on 54?
Yes.
All right, I feel better already. I'm going to close with something that's not on the agenda, and my apologies, but I can't not do this. The right wing is trying to steal this state away, and you have got to vote no on that recall, whether you like the governor.